And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Here's what we know about yesterday's mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado at this hour. 12 people are dead and 58 others injured, with some in critical condition in hospitals in the area. Earlier today, President Obama had this to say about the tragedy.
Even as we come to learn how this happened and who's responsible, we may never understand what leads anyone to terrorize their fellow human beings. Such evil is senseless, beyond reason.
Survivors describe scenes of chaos and confusion inside that movie theater. Patricia Legarreta is one of them. She spoke to CNN.
I just ran out. I didn't turn around. I didn't look behind me. I just got out, and then there was a moment where my daughter tripped, and I just pulled her up, and I was just dragging her, and I was just thinking, we just got to get out.
The suspect, 24-year-old James Holmes, is in custody. Little is known about him. Investigators are hoping to gather evidence inside his apartment. The problem, it's booby-trapped, dozens of explosives and a tripwire to detonate them. Earlier today, a bomb squad carried out a controlled detonation on one of those devices.
Fire the hole!
Authorities are working to preserve the contents of that apartment. Meanwhile, makeshift memorials have gone up throughout the city of Aurora. Stay with NPR. We'll continue to update this story on the air and online at npr.org.